I mean, it was like, you know, nobody said the word young. Like it was, you know, some of these times we have to get the word young in there and stuff.
And and whenever we get a new whiskey and we haven't had, we all go, oh,
this is one that there was not a green note in one of these.
But honestly, you could probably buy all four of these whiskeys for less than any one of the next four whiskeys.
And again,
I know we're not talking about cost, but if you want to talk about value, these are entry level whiskeys in terms of price, but they are mature whiskeys in terms of palate
experience.
And for the money, I think the bang for the buck on these whiskeys is off the chart. I can't overemphasize the bang for the buck. Anybody can make a great $100 whiskey or $500 whiskey.
Oh yeah.
But to make a beautiful whiskey that you can enjoy all day long for sub $50 is amazing. Yeah. And I think, I don't know the price on these, but these are inexpensive. If you find them, if you see them, buy them, enjoy them, don't regret it, just sip on them.
Well, we also did in a prior show when we did the American Single Malt show not too long ago, I pulled one of the bottles they sent us, which was their American Single Malt. And that also everyone was very happy with. Was it the best one we'd ever had? No, but was it a solid, well-done whiskey?
But worth the money.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you buy and you'll say, this is a good $40 bottle. You paid $120. Yeah. But for the money, these are
Yeah, and that's I think, the key here. You know, I think the key here is they're making good, solid whiskey, and they're not putting out, you know, some immature, unaged. You know, a lot of newer brands are putting out stuff that tastes like it was made last week. So that's far.
A it's a challenge. It's a barrier to entry to the industry.
I have to kick stuff out of the store all the time. People bring me young, no-name brands, and they're... They try to push stuff out too early.
I tell people when I talk to them for the show all the time, because I'm sourcing all these whiskeys, I'm like, man, anything interesting, anything new, anything we haven't had, man, send it. We're curious as heck. We love new stuff. I mean, we did recently Switzerland whiskey. I've got some other stuff coming from up north. So. Yeah, these guys are doing it well.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Back, and we just finished talking about the whiskeys from Union Horse. Great, great value, great whiskey. If you see them, grab them off the shelf. So we're going to go on to our next whiskey, and we are going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Well, thanks, Bob. Our next four whiskeys are from a distiller you may not have heard of. It's a little thing called Jack Daniel's. This is the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Straight Tennessee Whiskey Oloroso Sherry Cask Finish. 45% ABV or 90 proof, 80% corn, 12% malted barley, 8% rye. The Jack Daniel's Distillery Series is an experimental series that is only available in Tennessee. For this is the 12th release in the series, the folks at Jack Daniel's took a charcoal mellowed straight Tennessee whiskey and fill it into new charred American white oak barrels. And once fully matured, they finish it in Oloroso sherry casks for an additional 3 years. Selected by the whiskey taster, Randall Fanning, who recently retired after nearly 50 years with the brand.
Well done, sir.
So this is a beautiful, deep red-brown color. The nose is super pretty, but it's got this weird, like, funky thing going on, like this older, dusty thing, and like a little sulfurous note that could be coming from those Oloroso casks. The corn seems to be shining through on it. Let me try another palate.
It's got a nice reddish hue to it from that sherry.
So this is a little bit unbalanced for me. It's got beautiful Jack Daniel's note, but the corn is overbalancing the Oloroso. It's like you soaked corn in wine. And it's got a long, long woody finish. And it's good, but not my favorite one they've done. Brent, what do you think about
this? Yeah, that when you say the corn soaked in wine, that's kind of what I got it as well. It was like, it was unbalanced. It just didn't hit the right notes for me. It's not overly Oloroso. You don't get that, you know, it hasn't been overdone like that. A lot of times we talk about the balance and stuff.
But it's easy to do too much wine finish.
Yeah.
But they didn't do too much here.
It just seemed like it
didn't work.
We've had a really couple of really nice ones of this Oloroso, and I just didn't get it here. This one was like off the mark for me, and it wasn't off the mark for everybody.
No, I'm going to be contrary. I thought it
you
was
were totally aroused as soon as you said Jack Daniel's.
I was totally aroused by the whiskey. I love Oloroso. I love sherry cask finish. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was well-rounded. I thought it was balanced. I loved everything about it. I just think it's a really nice expression. The only thing, if I had to dig deep for a criticism, would be it doesn't have Jack Daniel's heritage flavor.
If you gave this to you would never say this is, you would never be able to pick it up. This is Jack Daniel's. And I think that's kind of one of the reasons why, you know, I kind of feel like that is I just don't get that.
It's a sherried whiskey, but I couldn't tell you where it came from by drinking it.
Right.
And so in that respect, it's Jack Incognito, but I thought for what it was delicious.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know,
everything doesn't have to taste like Jack.
The point is you're trying to do some finishes and stuff and that's fine. That's perfectly 100%. Acceptable.
And thank you for clarifying that. 100%. Well, I'm just clarifying that if you're looking for Jack with a hint of, like, they talk about Tennessee honey, Jack with a hint of honey.
This is not for you.
This is not Jack with a hint of Oloroso.
Curious and you're looking to experience some different whiskey flavors, this is for you. If you're if you're a Jack Old Number 7 guy, this is not for you.
No. Correct. It doesn't have the Jack Old Number 7 lineage and heritage in the palate, but
if you're the guy with the Jack Daniel's shirt, the Jack Daniel's hat, the Jack Daniel's throw rug, and your Jack Daniel's room, you buy this and put it on the shelf because you just collect stuff. This is not the whiskey for you to drink.
Correct.
What'd you think, Justin?
I don't agree. I think there's a lot of, like, the color is Jack Number 7. On the nose, the only difference I got from Number 7, like, a little bit of black cherries, brown sugar, lime candy.
I get a little red out of this.
It is a little reddish.
Yeah, that I'm getting.
What did you get?
Reddish color.
What a little rubiness to that.
Oh, a little redheaded stepchild.
I thought he said radish.
No.
Reddish.
Yeah. Reddish is good for the color, but
radish would be bad. Yeah, no.
On the palate,
is that daikon? Am I getting daikon?
Yeah.
I got Dr. Brown's black cherry watered down. The finish was a little muddled and woody, but I think this tastes like 85% like Jack Daniel's Number 7 to me, which is really? Very light influence of Oloroso sherry.
I can make that happen if I take a really tiny sip and then just let it and just like play with it between the tongue and the roof of my palate, and I'll get what you're saying. But if I take a bigger sip, it's not the way.
All right, I'm going to take a gulp.
I think Harm's right. You're right, Harm. If you take a teeny little sip and play with it, you feel like you're drinking Jack.
A big gulp. And I see what you guys are saying, but
I don't know. He's normally talking about his tongue and the tip of his mouth and playing around.
I am very
Yeah, if you take a really tiny sip and just like play with it, but and just between the
talk about your tongue more.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You've never taken a little tiny sip of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get the flavors he's talking about, but if a normal man size sip,
fair enough.
I think I think it's interesting. I think that.
I didn't break anything.
You were close. I think it's interesting. I think it was definitely an interesting experiment. I don't get as much of the Oloroso finish on it as I was expecting.
Well, it's definitely an over Oloroso.
Yeah.
No, right.
And that's what usually people who aren't used to finishing
overdo
sherry
finishes
will overdo it. So yeah. I think it was well done. I think it was interesting, and I wouldn't turn my nose up at it. So we're going to rate the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Straight Tennessee Whiskey Oloroso Finish. Well deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So this next one is the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Twice Barrel Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey. It's 53.5% ABV or 107 proof, 70% rye, 12% malted barley, and 18% corn. This is the 13th release of the Distillery Series that takes Jack Daniel's fully matured Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey and finishes it in a second new charred American white oak barrel for an additional 2.5 years. Selected by whiskey taster Jason Marski. So get that nice, you get that nice color to it. Nice, nice copper penny, dark copper penny color to it. On the nose, I got some spicy oak, a little bit of dill. The oak comes back again. Just a touch of vanilla on the palate. I get some baking spice, the oak, vanilla. I get a little bit of nuttiness to it. Revisiting this. Man, I love this one. I mean, I just absolutely love this one. This has got that, this has got everything a person wants in a whiskey here.
When we opened it, flavored. It had a dusty funk nose to it, like an older whiskey.
Like a dusty old bottle.
But it's got lovely, like Harm said, he picked it out. It has that pecan, that bitter astringency from the pecan.
That nuttiness, yeah. That's
pecans and dark chocolate. That's what I said before, off the air.
Just a long finish on this. Just really well done.
Man, I love this one.
Yeah, I dig this one.
The problem is we've spent so much time talking about the weird stuff. We don't have much time for the last three. Let's got to keep moving.
Oh, we got time. We got time. Yeah, well, right. We got a little bit of time. But
well, I thought that
we have to let Maury talk then.
No, we don't have to. But this whiskey, when I first poured it, I thought was a little off balance. It seemed a little over oaked. But with patience, which I stress on the show all the time, patience, a little bit of patience, a little bit of air. I didn't appreciate it improving with the water, but I appreciated the air.
The water didn't do anything for me, but the air absolutely did it.
The air for me went from a 4 to a 5. I really thought that this whiskey was just okay and a little bit off balance, but had a lot going for it. Just wasn't in balance, but with a little bit of air, it's fantastic. I think they knocked it out of the park with this one. Be patient. Don't drink it the second you pour it.
Well, we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Twice Barreled Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
Poor Justin get to say nothing.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, he's going to talk about the next one.
We're going to talk about the next one. Exactly. We're going to talk about Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release Heritage Barrel Rye Whiskey. 50% alcohol by volume or 100 proof. It's 70% rye, 18% corn, and 12% malted barley. This expression was a late 2023 limited edition special release and features Jack Daniel's Tennessee rye whiskey that was charcoal mellowed before aging in new handmade American white oak barrels for at least 5 years. It was then aged over 2 years in uniquely crafted heavy toast heritage barrels from the Jack Daniel Cooperage. The color was like medium light brown. The nose had a nice funk to it. The palate, I had some like nice raisins and dark fruit along with some classic bourbon flavors. And the finish was nice. What did you think, Harmeet?
I'm just in awe of this one. It's gorgeous. It's like the last one, but just a little bit lighter with the nuts. It's more orangey.
You know what this whiskey would do better with?
What?
About 10 or 20 more points of proof. This whiskey was phenomenal, but it's a little bit muted, and I hate the fact that it's only 100 proof.
You're a proof hound just like
I
Brent.
I know, but I think if this were 120 proof, it'd be a home run. It'd be a 10 out of 6. 10 out of 5.
I still like it. I still think it's great.
I love
great.
It. I think it's delicious.
What do you think,
Brent?
It's
a tough one.
This one I really enjoy. It just coats your entire mouth. And you get it from front to back. Everything is there. Smooth, little creaminess to it. Gosh, I'm trying to find something wrong with it. I really can't. It's just, I'm enjoying it.
It's amazing.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
It's amazing. But it would be 11. It would be flavor up to 11 if they just hinted a couple more points of proof.
I think the biggest flaw in it is the size of the sample they sent.
Well, that is a flaw.
That's what I think is the biggest flaw.
That is a very small sample, and I'm sorry to say that although I'm appreciative of them sending us samples.
Could have sent a 55-gallon drum, I'm just saying.
A 750 would be more than acceptable.
175 would be even better. Yeah, this one was special. This one was absolutely special.
But all their Heritage series have been really pretty spectacular. Yeah. If you see the word Heritage and Jack Daniel's in the same sentence,
well,
just buy it.
If you see Heritage and Jack Daniel's and rye, absolutely buy it.
Explain to me the Heritage series again. Are these special used barrels?
No, it's a brand new extra barrel that they're adding in with extra toast, et cetera, and they're finishing in this Heritage barrel.
So it's a virgin barrel that they call a Heritage barrel.
Correct.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release. It's a long one. Hold on. Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release Heritage Barrel Rye Whiskey, a well-deserved 5 cents.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I disagree. Yes. Dissent. Yes.
So that takes us to our last whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Why, thank you, Bob. The last and final whiskey for the day is Jack Daniel's single barrel proof rye whiskey, coming in at 58.65% ABV or 137.3 proof.
Yes. Whoa, that'll make you happy.
This annual special release single barrel proof rye celebrates the early craftsmanship of the Jack Daniel distillery, honoring a time when the American whiskey was often high rye in content and offered at barrel strength. I just wrote three letters. Wow. W-O-W. Wow. This is a 6 on a scale of 0 to 5. I love this whiskey. It's got a beautiful copper color. It's got an amazing nose. It's got an amazing palate. A finish that goes on forever and ever. Jack Daniel's, please send me a 55-gallon drum, and I will be forevermore your hero and your fan. Justin?
So I found that the nose was creamy and pleasant, not too rough. You'd have no idea what kind of proof this had. The palate, when you take a little sip, it's pretty manageable. If you take a man-sized sip, like Harmeet says, it's huge heat, rye. It's bright, vibrant. It'll change your mood. And the finish is long, long, long.
Yeah, I got cherries, pepper, wood, burnt brown sugar, like a burnt vanilla, like it's just like all these great flavors just coming in together on your palate. And it's, you know, yeah, drop the mic here.
Dark toffee, dark cherries, burnt brown sugar, a little bit of butter, just and the oak tannins just grab you and by the throat and shake you.
Well, that's a little overdramatic. I wasn't shaking, but I was.
You were aroused. I feel unsafe in this room right now. I feel unsafe.
Please. He's Armeet's trigger.
He's trying
everyone
to pull it back now that he's went so far. Is what he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah. He was on the edge for a while.
Yeah. If you find this on the shelf, you call us and let us know about it, and so that we're
right. Well,
here's the thing. Yeah. If you drink it and you don't like it, please ship it to Sip Sessa Smokes. Yeah.
I wouldn't even bother opening it.
Don't even open it. Don't open it. Just send it to us.
Yeah. So
you don't want this.
You'll feel better.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I mean, they make a lot of whiskey at Jack Daniels and make a lot of great whiskey at Jack Daniels. But honestly, if they called me tomorrow and said we're making nothing other than barrel proof rye from now on, I'd go, yay. Because honestly, it's just like, I mean, for a company that never made rye for 100 plus years, they just hit
for
the ground.
For 150 years, they had this one mash bill.
One. And then they went, let's make some rye, and just knocked it out of the park. I mean, I've picked a couple of barrels of barrel proof rye. Brent is going to pick some barrels next week, very shortly. Just, so amazing. Just so amazing. Well, we're going to be giving the Jack Daniel's single barrel proof rye a well-deserved 5 sips.
Goodness. Can't we make one exception and give it 6?
And that's why we're giving it 5 is because we don't have 6 on the soundboard. So.
Damn.
This Bob, one is special.
Would you just put some ice on him so I can leave here safely?
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our host. You should be thanking me. I want to thank our host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Well, thank you, Bob. That's for sourcing these great little.
It is not a bad day in the basement. Yeah. Thank you, Maury.
No, Bob. I must thank you. I am orgasmic. Thank
Somebody
you.
Somebody put a hose on Maury, please. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. What a great day in the basement.
And thank you, Arm.
I'm leaving before I get, molested.
More aroused.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. This is great.
Yeah, this was not a bad day. So for Suds and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And fortunately, that's not something we've had to do today. So, yahoo.
Yeah, no bad whiskey today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.